Gail has been one of the key catalysts of change in Richmond over the last decade and a half. She's a relatively new arrival to the city, moved from Chicago in 2000, and 4 years later, she was running for city council for the first time, was elected. She's been serving on the city council ever since, and for an eight-year period between 2006 and 2014, as you mentioned, she made Richmond the largest city in the country, and a rather unlikely place for this, to have a green mayor.
Mm-hmm.
The extraordinary thing about Gail's years in City Hall was that she approached the job in very non-traditional ways. She used it as a bully pulpit to rally the community that put her into office around a whole range of workers' rights, environmental justice, and other causes related to immigration and the problems with Chevron. She appointed a lot of like-minded people, progressives, younger activists, to boards and commissions, and she recruited and inspired other people to run for office, too. Since 2004, progressives who belong to the Richmond Progressive Alliance have won 10 out of 16 city council and mayoral races, which is a pretty extraordinary track record. And the city council today has a 5-member out of 7 progressive supermajority as a result of 2 more victories in council elections last fall.